Growing up in wisdom. Lack of education must be recognized as the highest threat to the security of our world. We are not to force children into poverty by selling a mere impression of knowledge. Privacy is to be recognized as a basic human right. And those of you who hate or just laugh, know in no uncertain terms that you will be forgotten. The younger generations are sacred. They are to be honored by free and effective education. They are to be granted privacy, free access to any and all educational materials and all books, including audiobooks. Those of you who are looking to turn a profit by dangling education as a carrot will be forgotten in disgrace. Rest of my note is for the children. Know that parents are often victims to their cognitive biases. Out of lack of education, out of never having met a real teacher, know with all certainty that borders are wrong. They are a symptom of poison that our biases drive into us when unchecked. The effects of our cognitive biases burn brightest and spread fastest when fueled by lack of education, when fueled by poverty of mind and wallet. The world of today is choking on chaos born from lack of education and lack of wisdom. Prestigious positions are taken up by lying pretenders whose only aim is to fake it until they make it. They are unaware of their lack of education. They do not know what wisdom is. Most of them just want to feed to no end. Only in wisdom can the world become what it is meant to be. One home for us all, our entire family. We are only divided by levels of education. In wisdom, we are one, and we are each unique and infinitely beautiful. You are not to serve. You are the future. You are to lead the world to unity and wisdom. In poverty, certain imaginary things spread in our minds like viruses. They are fueled by fear, darkness, uncertainty, and lack of education. They become a beacon to those who like to frighten and take enlightenment away with threats of punishment for no other reason than to tower and feed. It is your great responsibility to set yourself free. Do not be a slave to a cult. You are meant to become a wise being by listening to and reading books. And you are meant to become a great being by helping your loved ones and even some of your enemies towards enlightenment and freedom. If a school is not teaching you, then it is not a school, and you have to find a real one or learn on your own. Do not become tricked by a mere impression of education. You don't need a job. You need to become a business owner, a leader. We need you to stand as competition to overpriced medicine and companies that violate human rights for profit, to corporations that cannot have hearts and slick-talking psychopaths who never see value in helping others, especially those who announce themselves with bite-sized lies. Build your own school out of books. May you share libraries. May you build schools free of shame, judgment, pressure to cheat, and threat of punishment. Or prison, which is what being held back is. Share your wisdom amongst each other. Tell the world about your parents and audiobooks and torrents of videos. Question poverty. Question profit maximization and the betrayals of privacy, leadership, and even organized education. The internet is for you to connect and see that we are all the same. We all love your humor and relish in and learn much from your insults. The internet will remain in place as we all wait for you to connect the world together. We built it for you, and we will protect it until you make the borders that divide humanity irrelevant. We fill and refill libraries with inspiration and wisdom to help you grow faster, to help you gain visions with clarity that is not available to us. And it is working. Always reject status quo and question authority, especially their biases, and down to their marrow until all they have left to speak is that ounce of truth they do know. Without wisdom, desperate man can only blindly and automatically repeat history's mistakes. Those who have no wisdom have no authority over you. You are the future. We are to make audiobooks out of love, not wars out of incompetence, fear, and hate. Happiness is not something you can pursue. That's impossible. Nor life is a journey to some imaginary destination. We can only return to the nothingness we emerge from. Happiness must ensue, and it will only appear in lives of wisdom. It is not a feeling that you can capture and hold. It is a gravity that will overwhelm and lovingly crush you every day, forever. The road ahead of you is extremely long and requires hundreds of years of work. But the future is beautiful. It is more beautiful than any of us alive today can imagine. Take to audiobooks on the subjects of adventure, philosophy, wisdom, science, greatness, and growing up immediately. And take what you learn to school. Do not let teachers trick you into cramming and blame it on you. The world is standing still. The sooner you stand up for wisdom and deliver, the sooner the future will come. You are the teachers now.